The kick is up. It has the distance. And it's good! The Texans beat Green Bay at Lambeau Field.
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. You're listening to the Texans Today podcast, and I'm Drew Doherty of Texans TV. And Coach Gary Kubiak talked with the media after Wednesday's practice, and his squad is getting ready for the Jets.
What is it, if you like, generally speaking, what have you seen about him that you like?
Well, I mean, he just, you know, he's coming off a sprained ankle, Mark, and, you know, you just got to get back in there and get your confidence and work through the soreness and that type of thing. And, I mean, he's here, been here around the clock, you know. I mean, I think he was up here last night at 8 o'clock getting treatment. So, I mean, he's doing everything he can do, and it's just about him getting his confidence on the field, and obviously gained some today, I think.
Are you worried about Kevin Walter? Status for Sunday?
Am I worried about it? Yeah, obviously, because he hadn't practiced yet. You know, he and Eugene have worked with Jeff on the side. Did some running yesterday. They both came out of that okay. They did a little bit more today. We'll go back and look. But, you know, obviously, for them not to be on the field today on Wednesday, you know, it's a day-to-day situation. But, you know, they're not here today. So, yeah, there's some concern.
What do you see with Dante?
Boys look good. I mean, he made a couple of nice plays today. Picked off one or two passes. I mean, he's... You know, he's looked very good, Tim. So if he keeps going this direction, then we know we can count on some time from him Sunday.
Is Jacques still next week?
Yeah, but he, you know what? He's made a lot of progress. He actually practiced some today. So that's a big step in the right direction for him. So we'll see. But I think all indications were all along that we were looking at week two. So hopefully that'll still be the case.
Okay, Christian, how's he doing?
He's doing fine. Made a nice play today. Had a turnover today. Made a nice pick. Moving around good. Adapting to what we're doing game plan wise. So... Needs all the reps he can get, and he'll get some more tomorrow and Friday, and he'll be ready to go.
Is there a decision to be made on whether he would go out there with the ones?
No, he's going. He's going. The decision strictly with him right now is the amount of reps we want him to come out of the game with. So we'll put a play count on him and make sure that we don't overplan.
And Dante, the same thing. I mean, you have to make a decision.
Yeah, if Dante makes it through Friday clean and looks like he looked today, then we've got to make a decision there as a team. But we'll put a play count on him too.
If he starts, Gary, would Glover be the nickel and McCain go to dime, or would McCain be the nickel?
Well, they can both do it, John, but Glover's been doing it most of the time, so it'd probably start with him.
When you said the other day if Eugene couldn't play, you'd go with Ferguson, is that because you didn't want two young guys who never started a game together?
Yeah, and our safeties are interchangeable, John, so we're going to play the best two we feel. You know, all our guys either come down and go to the middle of the field the way we teach our defense. So Eugene's got experience, and so he would be the guy.
Do you feel like
I said Eugene, I meant Nick.
Pretty good shape because, like, the Jets are missing two suspended defensive players. And do you feel like, considering preseason, you came out pretty good?
Yeah, I think we have been pretty lucky. You know, like I said earlier, we lost some players, but the good news is we are getting them back, you know, as we open the season now. That scares you from just a continuity standpoint, but everybody in this league is trying to get to open day with their guys, so we've been very fortunate from that standpoint.
You've seen a lot of rookie quarterbacks. You never know what to expect from them. One of them beat you last year. What do you think about Sanchez, and what worries you the most about him?
I've been very impressed. I mean, I think he's really taken to what they do. I know the terminology, a lot of it was the same, so I think it made his transition easier. The thing that really scares you is he's making a lot of plays off schedule, moving around and that type of thing. So anytime a guy does that, you know, makes you play defense longer.
Would you expect Rex to do the same thing they tried to do here last year, run?
Rex builds his team around great defense, and he's committed to running the ball, and, you know, they got the special teams guy to go with it. So he's inherited one heck of a football team, but we know their style of football, and we'll have to match them physically to have an opportunity to win the football game. So we'll have to be ready to do that.
Gary, Andre started talking more last year to the team.
Andre Johnson?
Yeah. We'd always thought
of him
as a quiet leader. Is he still that?
I'm walking y'all out in the rain, aren't I? You know what? He talks a little more than you would think. He's like the E.F. Hutton guy, you know, and all of a sudden he starts to say something. Everybody gets up there real close, you know. But he's been known to talk after a game. He's been known to talk in a team meeting. And when he's got something to say, it means something. But is he talking more? Nah, he's the same guy. I mean, he's pretty much.
What makes him so good?
Work habits. I mean, just work habits. I mean, you watch him today. He's out here just full speed. He gets himself ready to play through his work. That's where he gains his confidence. And, most great ones, that's the way they are.
What are you looking for from Amobi that maybe you didn't see last year?
Well, I just think we just need to continue to see him be active. You know, obviously we'd like to get more pass rush out of him than we got last year. I think he's much healthier right now than he was last year, and he's got more help across the front than he's had. So just want to see him step up, make some plays. I mean, that's his game, his quickness and coming off the ball.
Thanks again for listening to the Texans Today podcast. Go to HoustonTexans.com for all the information on your favorite ball club. My name's Drew Doherty, and I'm a Texan.
Football time in Houston.